Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
We're all looking to make more sustainable choices, but making your own shoes out of natural materials could pose a few challenges. At the Allbirds Innovation Lab, they're doing all the science-y stuff like research and testing to create shoes from natural materials, like leather made from plants, eucalyptus tree fiber, and sugarcane. It's not rocket science, it's shoe science. Allbirds is making shoes better than natural. They're supernatural. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com today. That's Allbirds.com.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Gareth Scriven's one of our supporters, one of our socios. What's it like for Adam to play in the same club team as World Cup winner Alexis McAllister, and how good a player is Alexis? I think it's been easy for Alexis at Brighton since, if you score your first Premier League goal in the 90th minute at Palace, you're a fucking legend already, you know?
Yeah.
Did you have to explain to him how it is that a team so far away could be a derby match and how significant it was for him to get a 90th minute equaliser against Palace? Because he could not have understood other than, you know, we've got a point in the last minute with 10 men. But for Brighton, Palace is a big game.
Of course, it's a big game, yeah. And I still question whether I know exactly how the rivalry still is.
Maybe nobody does by
but,
now.
But no, Alexis, you know, what a special player and a special person. Took him a bit of time to settle.
Yeah.
Coming in, learning the language. His English is incredible now. He's picked it up. He's a player that he's so pure how he plays. The way he lends the football, he uses others. There's no selfishness like at all in the way he plays. And it was so special watching him during the World Cup. Mm. You know, not playing to begin with, and then him getting used, and then proving himself, and then playing so well that there's no way this guy doesn't play. And then at the end, to see like Messi looking for him. Like Messi was like looking for him to link, to play. I mean, when Messi's looking for you, that's to help build attacks.
You see them doing this, don't you?
Alexis's role was almost to mirror where Messi was. Whether Messi was deep, he'd then take higher positions. If Messi was high, he'd like drop. And that just shows how much he understands that is in his footballing intelligence. Okay, he's not the quickest, he's not the strongest. Doesn't matter. Because up here, it's like Modric. He's not the quickest, he's not the strongest. But so smart. He knows that the football's faster than anyone, anything. And Alexis is of that ilk. He just is. He had to battle tough moments here in the beginning because he's very
lockdown.
Coming over at lockdown, adapting to the culture, the language. He's a very introverted, shy guy.
Like Messi.
Yeah,
but off the pitch, I think things like that matter.
Yeah, of course.
That the people recognise one another's character.
Of course, and I always went out of my way to make sure he was okay because I knew he was such a wonderful person, player, because I could see it. Just needed time.
Mm.
Sometimes you just need time to adapt to the surroundings, the shitty weather, you know, Brighton, the language, the league, the relentlessness of the league, how physical it is. The reception he got here from everyone when he came back was incredible.
I need to ask you where you are, because you're a busy father. How did you watch the final?
I watched the final with my eldest son at my house.
As France press, as the ball, Debo Martinez kicks, and France press at left back, and the ball goes to, first of all, to Nahuel Molina, whose introductory game at Aleti was a horror ball, where the ball came at him, he fluffed, and Villarreal took it and scored, and he played and they can play. But, it's simple for people like you. But right back in a World Cup final, the ball gets pressed, it's coming at you wild, and he just volleys it to Alexis. It's a volley pass, and he knew exactly where it's going. And you're watching this with your boy, with whom you speak a lot of football, and the volley pass goes Alexis, and then it goes Messi, and then it goes Alvarez, and Alexis is gone. You must have been off your seat.
I mean, people watching that goal, I don't know if you don't understand football to the level, you might not give that goal the credit it deserves. There's so many actions in that goal. Alvarez's press to win it back, you know, the manager kind of like telling him to, you know, almost like whipping him like he's a jockey, and Alvarez is, and then they say the ball goes to, was it Molina?
The press means it comes loose to Molina at right back ish.
The ball round the corner from Alexis is like incredible, like how he does it so far, and then the two touches from Messi, I can't remember if he used his knee and then played it round the corner. Like, how he cleaned the ball, like, got it under control round the corner. And Alexis' initiative
the weight of the ball.
Once he's played his pass, to spin and go to the space that Messi's dropped deep for. Even the ball we played to Di Maria, how he's lifted it. He's lifted it a little bit because if the defender's stuck his leg out to block it, he's lifted it a little bit, so it's like always going to get to Di Maria, because even if he puts his leg out, lifts it over, and then Di Maria done the best. It's one of the best goals I think I've ever seen, ever seen in the context.
Was the vicarious pleasure? I mean, you want to be that player yourself. You want England to lift the trophy, but what's the vicarious pleasure like when it's a teammate and a friend doing that?
It was as if I was Argentinian.
Yeah.
And that's I'm speaking for the whole of Brighton, by the way. The whole of Brighton. When you understand football like Alexis, you can play anywhere in midfield.
Hmm.
Anywhere.